You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Scalar with But I Do, and we've got Chelsea from Scalar on the line. Kia ora, Chelsea. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, kalimera. I'm very well.
Oh,
hello.
Great. Oh, it's nice to chat to you. It's been a wee while. But
you too.
There's some very exciting Scalar news, which is that you're playing a show this Thursday at the Tuning Fork with the wonderful Samara Alofa and also Leaping Tiger. That is a fabulous lineup, and it's also an all-ages show, which we always love to see. How have you been? What's Scalar been getting up to?
Oh, crikey. Well, apart from being asked to play that show, which is so awesome, I mean, I adore those two acts, so it's going to be so nice to share a stage. But we are also organising a tour. We had one booked last year, and then, like everybody else, it all just kind of got the legs cut out from under it. So reorganising a tour for a single release.
Woo-hoo.
So we've actually booked a single release show for Wine Cellar 29th of July, but we haven't released anything yet because we're still kind of booking flights. So
nice.
If people want to just have that floating around in their heads,
cool.
That's when the auction show is going to be. But yeah, so we've got a single release, and then we're going to try and get an album. We've got an album recorded.
Whoa.
But of course that's all been sort of in the pipeline, you know. So we've got that. Hopefully we're going to have a tour for that in November. So yeah,
that's all exciting.
Back on. Yeah.
It is all back on, and it is very exciting times, especially because whenever you guys put something out, it's always awesome, and it makes me smile, it makes me want to dance, and it's just such joyful music, which you make sound very easy, but it's so, you know, intricate. The harmonies are incredible. How do you guys write tracks as a band? Because there's a lot of you.
Oh, golly, well, that's very nice, very kind words, my goodness. Well, the first thing we do is, like, sometimes I'll bring in a fully formed tune, and then I'll give that to the band, and they'll sort of grow their parts within that from there.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, Michael and I, the guitarist, we do a lot of co-writing, so Michael will bring something in, and then I will write over top of it, or maybe Tom will bring in a riff, or maybe, you know, Tobik will come up with a very special kind of drum feel, and then we'll sort of collaborate over the top. But yeah, definitely, it kind of varies depending on who comes up with what first, you know?
Yeah. And you guys have been around as a band for a wee while, but how did you actually first get together? Was it jazz school that brought Scalar into being, or how did it kind of come about?
You know, I think jazz school definitely has something to do with it. We've all got a connection to that beautiful place. It's very special. And I think I met Michael through that. I met Mikey there. And then I also met Adam Tobik. But I was really chicken to, like, ask them to play with me until, like, years later.
Yeah.
So we kind of all connected. Actually, Tom Dennison is, like, he didn't go through jazz school, but he's got a very big connection to the jazz scene.
Yeah.
I call him our little, like, he's, like, old school. He learnt the way that the jazz musicians, way back before uni, did that, he kind of, like, came up, like, playing with the lecturers and all of the people who are really, like, stalwarts of the scene.
Mm.
And so he's part of that community, but not necessarily part of that school, as it were. But he may as well be.
It's all part of a kind of, it's a little nucleus, and everyone sort of, you know, floats around it as well. It's such an incredible thing to see you guys play live. I think what I was saying before about it, it's such a joyful sound, and it's so tight, intricate, and, you know, well woven. Seeing that live is actually quite mind blowing, I find, especially the vocal harmonies going on there. Have you? I mean, when you sing together, does it feel very natural? Is it something that's always felt natural? Or how do you work to make it sound so tight, Chelsea?
Well, actually, I'm extremely lucky. In fact, the two singers that I'm working with, finally, we've had some personnel changes due to people moving or, you know, being overcommitted, but
yeah,
we've got two amazing singers at the moment called Leah and Helen, who I hope that we get to work with forever and ever. They are so wonderful, and they actually came up through the school. They were my students first.
Oh, cool.
So I work there, and then I was just like, holy moly, these two are just too good to be true. I am just going to have to, and they're really close friends as well, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to just get them in the band.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. They've got incredible blends, like both of them have got the most beautiful, and they're both amazing artists in their own right. But, as a unit as well, they're so skilled, and I barely have to show them anything before they're getting these harmonies, which are...
Amazing.
I won't lie to you, Rachel, I write some weird stuff so, harmonically, so I'm like always like, oh, golly, am I asking too much? And then they just magically do it, and I'm just like, well, shit.
That's the dream. Yeah, to have a band, you're all on the same page, and you're all kind of just able to run with any idea. That's a very exciting thing. I'm keen to hear a little bit more about this album that you've been working on. Where have you been recording it? What's the sort of track sounding like?
Gosh, well, we've got 10 tracks, I think, and we recorded at our little studio at home. We have a little setup. We call it the Genie Bottle, and it's our little place. And it's got it's just where me and Cullen live, and we've just recorded there. And he's managed to get an amazing sound out of it. I'm really proud of him. And we the tracks. There's going to be a good mix of like sort of more straight like hip hop tracks as well.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, actually there's one thing that was really magical which happened. We're working with Jeremy Toy, who's mixing our album.
Oh, awesome.
And he has this amazing connection to an incredible rapper from Detroit, a real like scene legend called Guilty Simpson.
Oh my goodness.
We've done an album with him, yeah, for the Leonard Simpson duo, the LSD album. And he connected us, and Guilty really liked what we were doing, and we got him to feature, and
oh,
he wants to do another one as well. And we're like, oh God, where are we going to put you? Because we really want to have another feature, and then like everything's been recorded, so we're going to like see if we can make something special again for him as well. But he's on one of the tracks that we'll be releasing as a single. And oh man, there's quite a diverse. It's quite diversified, but I think that's. I'd like to think that's part of our shtick, like to be a bit explorative with the sound. And so, yeah, but there's, a lot of mix of stuff. I'm really excited about it.
Far out. Guilty Simpson, that's a huge get. That's so exciting. I can just imagine it in my head. Oh, I bet. That sounds like such a cool collaboration. I'm very excited. It sounds like it's going to be a big year for Skeela. And if people are sensible, they will head along and catch some early little sneak previews. I think maybe they might be able to see on Thursday at the Tuning Fork. Samara Alofa, incredible artist, and Jacob Leaping Tiger, also amazing. It's going to be a very special night. Chelsea, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, like anything. I'm so excited.
I think everybody's just ready to get back out there and see some music as well. And
hell yeah.
If people are listening and reckoning it sounds like a bit of them, I've actually got a double pass to give away to Thursday's I'm In Love with Skeela, Samara Alofa, and Leaping Tiger. So if you would like to head along, you can text us now, 53955, your name, your B-card number, and one of those artists. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for chatting with us this morning. We're going to end on Travelling. And we will talk to you again soon about some of these exciting projects. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks heaps. Much love. Bye.
I would if I could. All of my time, I stick by your side.
Know that I would.
Baby, you can stick a word on me. You know that I'm good. When you're traveling around the world, just be sure that I'm thinking about you and all the things that you do. I know that you won't forget about me. I can promise you that when you're traveling around the world, it's like, ooh.
Fly high.
Don't forget that.
was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.